Often people don't realize how easily and readily influenced they are by the people that are around them. In fact, Rav Dessler in Michtav Meliyahu has a whole essay called Hashpas HaSviva. Because every environment has its challenges. Every group of people have their milas, their chesrenas, their advantages, disadvantages, the things they excel in, things that they actually find very challenging. Every society has things that it excels in and things where it's lacking. And always the question is, what are the influences that are going to impact me in the society that I find myself in? And therefore, when we start to daven every single day, we ask ourselves as well in Amar V'Sheni, it's such an amazingly loaded bracha. And please keep us away from evil people and evil associates. Schwab explains Adam Ra as a person that's lost the Tzelem Elokim. What's a Tzelem Elokim? Tzelem Elokim is the difference between us and animals. A person who's just looking to have their physical needs met, who's just looking for physical gratification, day in, day out. And everything they're doing is basically in order to achieve that level of comfort, in order to achieve that sense, physical enjoyment. That's not Adam Ra. It's a person whose body totally dominates their essence and their being. Everything they do is with that in mind. For such a person, Torah mitzvahs at the very best is an obstacle. A person that's lost the Tzelem Elokim is the kind of person you want to avoid like the plague. In fact, that's about such a person. A person without the Tzelem Elokim is iron, they're nothing. In fact, Rav Schwab says, Me Adam Ra is Rosh Tevis for Misgain, Evyon, Dal, Mach, Rosh Ani. All different words for people that are poor. Misgain, Evyon, Dal, Mach, Rosh Ani. All the synonyms the Torah has for poor is Ma'adam Ra. That does not mean that poor people are bad. Chas v'shalom, no way. It's not about the amount of money you have in your bank account. One's worth is not dependent on that, is not defined by that. Rather, exactly the other way around. An Adam Ra is the poorest person possible. A person that's lost their Tzelem Elokim. A person who's literally just running after the Yetzer Hara all day long. That's running after physicality. That's running after materialism, material comforts. Such a person, that's Hefech HaTorah. That's the opposite of what the Torah wants from a person. That's the kind of person you want to run away from. Chaver is even worse because it's closer. Because a chaver is someone you'll meet chaber to. There's a chibur, there's a connection. Having a chibur to a person that's a ra, who is bad, negative, their influence can be even more detrimental. It can come in many shapes and sizes. It can come as a friend, a boss, a co-worker. And really our tefillah, every single day, is even if we have to come into contact with such people, at least let there be distance between us and them. At least let us realize that such a person's values are the opposite to our values. At least let us be able to fortify ourselves against their pernicious influences. If it's possible, and we're able to distance ourselves physically and surround ourselves with people who are chavirim tovim, shechinim tovim, then how much the better. But that's not always possible. That's not the world that we live in. And therefore, v'harchikenu at least means on an emotional, spiritual level. Let us realize the distance between us and them. Halavai, that we should be able to influence them, to impact them, to help them. But we cannot allow them to rub off on us, and therefore we say v'harchikenu.